As students get ready to graduate from college, questions about the future can become quite stressful. President Obama has already had great success with college-aged groups, but he has found more support with the passing of health care reform. It's given students who are graduating from college one less thing to worry about: buying health insurance. The most appealing part of the health care bill, for college students at least, is that it allows a student to stay on their parents' company-provided health insurance until they are 26 years of age. Morningside College senior Ashley Rung is one of those students graduating with one less worry.
I feel like it puts less of a burden on me as a college graduate, having student loans and trying to find a job, all that sort of stuff.
This provision of the bill was included for a few reasons. First off, the number of college students with health insurance will increase drastically. Even though the current 67% who are covered are a vast majority, the new law will cause it to increase. More parents will have health insurance than before, and they will be more able to cover their students' medical needs. Also, students will now be able to take time off without losing coverage. Before health care reform, students were only covered when enrolled full-time, and even then just until graduation. Now that the new age limit is 26 years old, students will be able to take a year off to work or travel, and then still have time after graduation to enjoy their parents' insurance coverage. Students can now work at a more comfortable pace and maybe pay their own way through college. Finally, the overall health of all students will improve. When students don't have health insurance, they tend to ignore symptoms and infect others. Sometimes they avoid taking the full course of antibiotics, saving the rest for the next time they are ill. Mental health issues and sexually transmitted disease may go untreated, affecting more students than imaginable. These things can affect the entire campus. Issues like these may be less likely with proper health care. Morningside College health care provider Carol Garvey agrees.
Truly, if you have health insurance, it will help overall, because if a student is in financial trouble or whatever, you know, a catastrophic event would land you in the hospital, a car accident, a big surgery, that's a big bill. You need health insurance for that. So overall, if that can keep a student from financial trouble, they can stay in school, and it helps. But contagious stuff is always, you just stay home if you're sick.
Students may also find it appealing that the health care reform is bundled with a new law that will make student loans easier to apply for by taking the middleman out of the process. For more information, students can talk to their financial aid office. No matter which way a student's political views sway, the benefits of both of these bills is undeniable. Obamacare is taking the majority of the debt out of student loans and the stress out of college graduation.